Something is wrong with you. I am too impatient.
It's Grace. I'm talking to a lot of people that are dialing me up. 866-724-9338. Hungover. Hating life after a big Sunday hootenanny. Feeling kind of shocked. Realize on the weekend the Grease Palace is a little on the quiet side.
I don't have many parties at home. People abuse sometimes. You get a whole house full of people, somebody gets drunk. And the thing that cured me of having parties once and for all is that somebody took an upper decker. Somebody took an upper decker in my bathroom, and I never found out who it was, and I'm still ticked about it. You ever heard about that? It's something I probably shouldn't talk about in the massive world. The upper decker. That's if it's somebody you don't like at all. When you're at a party at their house, you go in the bathroom, make sure the door's locked. The door's got to be locked. Don't want anybody walking in on you when you're taking an upper decker. What you do is you take the lid off the tank in back of the bowl. Take the lid off of there and gently put her on the floor. And then you sit with your feet on the toilet seat, your butt hanging over the tank. And you take your massive there. Hence the term upper decker. Now, if it is a serious massive, it's going to be trouble for the people for days to come. Because when you put the lid back on that tank top, anytime anybody flushes that toilet, the water goes up, the water goes down, the massive rolls around on the inside of the tank. All this hideous brown water keeps coming out. They flush it again, and it only gets worse, and again, as the disintegration of the logger continues on its merciless path. Someone took an upper decker at the Grease Palace, and it was hideous. Couldn't figure out what was wrong. We thought that the pipes were backing up. Had to call a plumber out. I think we got across. We were boiling our water for days, thinking someone was crossed with the sewer lines. And the plumber knew what it was the second he walked in. He said, someone took an upper decker. You have a party here? I said, yeah, 3 days ago we had a big party. He said, someone took an upper decker. I said, what's an upper decker? He said, well, they took the lid off the tank and baptized the baby Ruth in the tank instead of the bowl. I said, my God, somebody ate my food. Somebody drank my booze. Somebody probably danced with my wife. Maybe even made love in my bed. And they repay me with an upper decker. So I said, that's it. I'm not having parties again. Having that happen again. Fortunately, in all my contacts over the years, I became friends with the president of Venezuela. So when I have a party, it's in Venezuela. I go down there on vacation to cook my tukis in Caracas. I'm telling you, when you are the guest of the ruling military leader, I say president with quotes around it, since he seized power in a vicious coup, that is a party, man. It's like he picks me up personally at the airport. And he'll pick me up one of those Jeeps with a machine gun on it, like on the Rat Patrol. And he'll say, Grace, you get up there. You work the machine gun. I'll drive. And he goes taking off out of the airport. And I'm like, just like. He's like, go ahead. You can, if you want to, you can blast out these storefront windows. They are peasants. They deserve it. So, I mean, we're just driving through the streets in Venezuela. I mean, you're talking a serious vacation. And we get to the palace, and everything is lined up real plush. Yeah, the presidential palace, man, it is sweet. Full appointments, we get the run. I snap my fingers. Yeah, I made the mistake of saying one time, you know, I appreciate your hospitality, but the coffee wasn't as hot as it could have been when your guy brought it up. He was like, Manuel, get in here? And while you give the men cold coffee? Later on, I said, geez, man, well, sorry he whipped you back like that, you know. Man, oh, man, but, you know, like a little toot sweet when it comes to the coffee. Maybe it won't be cold. You don't get whipped next time.
We didn't try to do you any harm.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you try to be a little more polite?
All right, I'll do my best. And then there's a big formal party where everybody that's anything. I mean, it's like 20 people that have millions of dollars. The whole rest of the country's in abject poverty. And we're there in a presidential mansion, loving life. Last vacation we were down there, the lights started dimming, and all of a sudden, the distant. What the hell is this? The president came running down. He said, Greece, here's an AK-47. Would you help out? I said, what is it? He said, Sandinistas. All of a sudden, bullets started. I'm like, how do you get out? I said, help. If you don't mind. All right, you guys want to dance? Yeah, buddy. I just busted out on Windows. I said, baby, no. That's all right, baby. Don't worry. Don't worry. I got it under control. I was shooting out the window and I was dancing. The band just kept on playing. He said, don't worry, drink more champagne. The military will have it under control and no problem. I said, baby doll, it's the best vacation. I mean, we're eating, we're drinking, we're shooting people. I mean, sweet. I said, look at this, look at the courtyard. Look, they got some of the leader of the opposition army. Look at this. Look at that, the head screams after death. Wow, I never knew that. They should have that on the Discovery Channel. Wow. The party went on till dawn, and then finally watching them dragging the bodies from the failed coup attempt, I said, come on, honey, let's go to bed. What do you think? She said, I'm exhausted. I said, wow, this is great. You know, I had the gunpowder smears all over my hands. I mean, sweet. We got up in the bedroom. I said, you know what? All this dancing and drinking and shooting and killing and beheading and whipping has made me so hot. Feel like doing something a little kinkier than we've ever done. She kind of brightened and said, oh, yeah, what do you want to do? I said, would you give me a sauerkraut enema? She looked at me and said, turn out the light. Where can I?
Me no. Me no. For his shirt, too bulky for his shirt. You know he's Johnny Bulky.
Look at me. Yep, Johnny Bulky, Johnny Avocado. Johnny with the gleam in his eye. Alright, watch me walk it tall now. Gotta take a break, but we'll come back. Oh man, we're getting closer to the martini hour already. Sweet, that is gonna be. I'm calling for a phone guy. All right, stand by. I'll be right back with more of the Grease Man Show.